23.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says take an umbrella with you today. Rain and a high of 42. You'll have details on the weather in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Friday fire that leveled a historic downtown Champaign building leaves a major gap at one of the city's most important corners. The director of the Champaign Downtown Association says whatever the owners of the former metropolitan area metropolitan building decide to do with the property, her organization will help out. Mary Dennis says she and others are still getting over the shock of losing the building to a quick-spreading fire that's also left adjacent buildings heavily damaged.
I know one idea is to kind of reconstruct what the building was, even though it would be a brand-new building, to make it look and feel like it, you know, like it did before. That's one option. Another option is to do something completely different. I think it's going to take some time, you know, and to sort all this out.
Damage from the fire has been estimated at more than $3.5 million. Fire investigators were back at the site yesterday looking through the rubble in search of any clues as to what caused the fire. They may be bringing heavy equipment to the scene to help with the investigation. The vote was unanimous yesterday as the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Board named Julie Pride as its permanent administrator. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
In appointing Pride, the three-member public health board decided not to conduct a national search for a permanent administrator. Instead, they're staying with the acting administrator who took over last year when her predecessor, Vito Palazzolo, was suspended and ultimately fired for reported financial misconduct. Board Chair Carol Elliott says Pride has done an excellent job over the past 18 months.
While Julie Pride has been the acting administrator, we've seen things stabilized. And that's a testament to what she can do. I think we've also seen the other division directors really take more of an active role, and I think that has to do with her.
The Public Health Board's vote came after they received a host of written and spoken testimonials praising Pride's performance from public health employees and others. The only word of caution came from Champaign County Board of Health President Julian Rappaport. While praising Pride, Rappaport said it would inspire more faith in the board's decision if they conducted a national search before making their decision. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Public Health Board also approved a new 5-year contract with the Champaign County Board of Health to provide health services to rural parts of the county. The County Board of Health approved the contract last month. Negotiations for the contract went smoothly, unlike those for the previous agreement. Champaign County had no public health services for several days in 2003 after contract talks broke down. University of Illinois President Joseph White could receive a longer contract this week. Trustees are being asked to approve the extension to the middle of 2011 with no other changes in White's contract. He's currently being paid $450,000 a year. The current term runs through early 2010. White has been U of I president since 2005. The board meets Thursday in Springfield. Urbana City Council believes it's found the right words for its Crystal Lake neighborhood plan to satisfy both Carle Foundation Hospital and residents who may one day have to move if the hospital grows beyond its current campus. Council members hammered out the compromise language last night in committee. The calls for the city and hospital to negotiate a way to provide new energy-efficient housing to replace houses if they're torn down due to future hospital construction. Carle currently owns several rental homes just outside the hospital campus. Those homes could one day be torn down to make way for new construction. Pressing says it's important those homes be replaced within the same neighborhood.
This could be a different geographic configuration, but the idea is that it's important to have housing near a very large employer like Carle if you're going to talk about sustainability. We don't want to force people to live miles from their job when there is housing available right next to a major employer.
The revision would replace earlier language, which Carle officials feared could be interpreted to mean that the hospital must carry the entire burden of replacing housing. The city council votes on the neighborhood plan next week. The sagging U.S. economy continues to take a toll on Illinois' budget. The state expects an $800 million shortfall this year due to lower-than-expected tax revenue. Mike Rhee has more.
The deficit projection is based on data from the first 4 months of the state's fiscal year. Mike Clemens is a spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Revenue. He says the projected $800 million shortfall assumes the economy will stay at the current level.
If the economy gets worse, it's going to be a bigger number. It's going to easily go over $1 billion.
The state already has put some cost-controlling measures in place. That's according to Katie Ridgway, a spokesperson for Governor Rod Blagojevich. Ridgway says further cuts may be considered down the line. She says Illinois is being hit by the same economic difficulties affecting other states this year. I'm Mike Rhee.
Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
6:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, it's a wet Veterans Day.
It's going to be so far just spitting out there. We don't have the steady rain yet, although it was dry an hour ago, and now we have the spits going on a little more consistent basis and a lot of green on the radar from about Monticello on southwestward. So it's going to get wetter.
Pretty much the rest of the week, it's going to be wet to some degree. Huh?
Yeah, some degree. I think during the day Thursday, we may escape with little or no rain during the daylight hours Thursday. That's our best.